It's preaching time a little while, hopefully, Lord willing. And it's the first church is already dismissed. But we're not in the first church.
Amen.
And good to be saved. I'm telling you, I feel like I could about jump over the moon today. I leap, maybe the Lord will lift. Get that baby out here now, Angie. It's preaching time. That father wants to do a little slobbering this morning.
Amen.
I might kiss that baby this morning. Ain't it good to be saved, isn't it? Amen. Thanking God for His goodness to us.
Amen.
And His blessings on our life. Let's turn this morning to the book of Psalms, please. Chapter number 38. Psalms in chapter number 38. And when you find that, let's stand together for the reading of the Word of God. Psalm chapter number 38 and verse 1. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. For thine arrows stick fast in me, and thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities are gone over mine head, as an heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness.
Amen.
I'm troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long. For my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. By the way, I want to stop right there. A lot of commentators believe, a lot of men believe, that David here had some sort of a disease. Literally, and I'm not going to tell you what kind of a disease. I'm going to let you speculate on that. But I don't believe that for a minute. I don't believe that for a minute. You know, Benny talked this morning about having our loins girt about with the truth. And I believe he's simply saying here that he had some problem in his life as far as sin is concerned, maybe in truth. I don't believe he had a disease from being a man of the world, if you please. He said, I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my pleasure is before Thee, and my groaning is not hid from Thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things, and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I, as a dumb man, that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in Thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord, my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare my iniquity, I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong. And they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord, O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. Now may the Lord add His blessing to the reading of His Word this morning. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for the good hour that we've had already today in Sunday school and the good worship in Sunday school and the song service. Thank You, Lord, for Your divine and holy presence and Your preciousness to the hearts of Your people. I thank You, Lord, for the assembly that we have in this place today. Pray, O God, that You'd magnify Yourself and, Lord, reveal Yourself in wonderful ways to every heart. I pray, Lord, that You'd give us grace and faith this morning to trust You, believe in You, to live for You. I pray You'll forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. I pray You'll revive us again that we might rejoice in Thee. I pray, oh God, that you'll protect our troops that are on foreign soil this morning. Spare lives, Lord Jesus. Many of them might die and go to a devil's hell without God and without hope. And I pray you'll end the war speedily, Lord. I pray this morning, my Father, that you'll save the hearts and lives and souls of sinners that may be here today, and bless your people with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Help us to find that wonderful life, Lord, that you've come that we might have. And we'll thank you and praise you for it, for we ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen and amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. I want to call our attention this morning to verse number 20 in our psalm, where the Bible said that they also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. Now, I want to say before I begin on this verse and the thought that God's laid on my heart, that I rode several thoughts around in my heart to try to preach on this morning. I thought about preaching on God is my Ebenezer. And I'm glad that God is my help. Amen. He is the Father of my help. And I want to thank Him this morning for being my help. I thought about preaching this morning on a trip to Moab. And how that Elimelech led his family into the country of Moab. Now, I thought about preaching this morning on the thought of visits from heaven. But I tell you, I found the absolute, and I thought about preaching this morning on I wonder have I done my best for Jesus. He's coming again, church, and I really wonder this morning if we've done all that we can do for Him. Have we reserved anything for ourselves, or have we done everything for the glory and honor of God? I wonder if He is pleased with us, and I wonder if we're satisfied with ourselves. I wonder if we'll ever hear Him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of thy Lord." I wonder if we've given Him our best, or have we given Him the lame, the blind, and the halt of the flock, and is our sacrifices been all for Him, or have they been kept for us and given Him the leftovers? I wonder if we've given ourselves and all that we have to Him, and rather than giving Him the leftovers of our life. But I want to take this psalm, if I may, and preach for a little while this morning on the thought of following the good life. I'm convinced that God's people know nothing about the wonderful life that Lord Jesus has come that we might have. I preached at Brother Smith this week on living the abundant life. Now, I'm telling you, there is a life that we can live that so many Baptists absolutely know nothing about. I'm afraid we've missed the boat, friend, as far as what God's come that we might have. And we're not enjoying life. We're not happy in life. We're not happy with what He's done with us. We're not happy about what He's done for us. We're not happy about the money we make. We're not happy about the home we have. We're not happy about the car we drive. We're not happy about what we're doing in life. But I'm here to tell you there is a good life this morning, my friend, that Christ has come that we might have. And old David said, "I follow that which good is." Whatever is good, he said, "That's what I'm following after." Oh, yes. Following the good life. Following the good life. The title to the psalm, if you'd read it, indicates that this is a psalm of remembrance. Now, I tell you, there ought to be some things in our life that we do remember. There's nothing wrong with reflecting over the former years of our life in Christ. I tell you, I like to sit down every now and then and just take inventory. I like to sit down and let my mind and my heart wander back, my friend, at least back to about 1978 and from there up today, and sit down and inventory in my life what God has done for me. Boy, I'm telling you, it just gets gooder and gooder. He gave me a good wife. Praise God, He saved me by His wonderful grace. He's given me a fine family, called me to preach the gospel, given me a place to serve Him. Hallelujah to God. What more can a man ask for in life? He's given me a good spirit and a good heart and a jubilant soul this morning. I'm glad, thank God, that there is a life that we can follow, my friend, that'll overcome the temptations and trials and troubles of life and give us a joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. And we can have victory in our hearts today. Amen. Just think back. Think about where you were, where He's brought you from, and where you are today. And I'll guarantee you, if you'll meditate on it long enough, you'll come out of your chair of meditation with a smile on your face, joy in your heart, and a spring in your step, thanking God that in love and mercy and grace, He reached out into the fields of sin where you were polluted in your own blood, and reached down into the dung hill of your corruption, my friend, and reached down into that horrible pit, and lifted you up by the grace of God, and give you a life that is worth living this morning. Give you a love in your heart for your family, a love in your heart for the church, love in your heart for righteousness, a love in your heart for holiness. Give you a love in your heart, my friend, to see God and to know Him and to live for Him in perfect peace and harmony. Oh, David said that they also render evil for good. He said, they also that render evil for good are mine adversaries. And he said, they do that because I follow the thing that good is. He said, I've got some adversaries that don't like me. And there are some people out there that don't like me. And the reason they don't is because I'm seeking after holiness. He said, I'm a man after God's own heart and I want to live right. And because I want to live right, there's some out there that have become my adversaries. Amen to God. He reflects on the past, and there's nothing wrong with that. David remembers his mercies and afflictions that he had in his present life. But he closes in the end here, he closes the psalm with considerations of the Lord's mercy and the Lord's deliverances. I won't say, my friend, that's the way it's going to be for you and I. Brother, there might be a few miseries of life now. There may be some afflictions of life now. But brother, we're going to close her out one of these days. And go to a land yonder where we'll study war no more. And go to a place where sin and sorrow will not be allowed. Where the Lord will wipe all tears from our eyes. And we'll step from star to star and enjoy the blessings of God forevermore. Hallelujah to His name. He's going to close this thing one of these days. That grief and that hurt, that pain that we all go through in life will vanish away. What a wonderful God. Oh, David said, I've got miseries and I've got adversaries and I've got enemies, but there's coming a day when the God of all grace and glory, a sign will close out this life and bring me over into another life, into the presence of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm feeling good. Wonderful. Thanks be unto God. Oh, Peter, at the close of his life, was just on the very verge of being crocodiles, they used to say in Vietnam. Now, Papa's on crocodile, you. Praise God, Papa's on crocodile. A few of them, I'm going to say, a few of them got crocodile too, you know what I'm saying? Amen. Won't charge them for that this morning. But Peter, at the close of his life, I thought it was right to stir up the people of God by putting them in remembrance. And he said in 1 Peter 1:13, he just simply said, my friend, that as long as I'm in this tabernacle, I think it meet to stir you up by way of remembrance. Amen. And that word stir up simply means to bring the best to surface. Now I'm telling you, God wants to bring the best to surface in your life. God wants you to have a life, friend, that's not filled up with just a ho-hum, drum, average day of life. But I'm telling you, living for Him can be exciting. Living for Him can be full of joy. Living for Him, my friend, can be exciting to our hearts if we'll just serve Him in gladness of heart. Amen. Most exciting time of my life was when He separated me to preach the gospel of His Son. Now I'm telling you, it's been a good trip. It's been an exciting trip. Some people said, well, I don't like it because you don't know what tomorrow may hold. I think it's exciting because I don't know what tomorrow might hold. Son, but I know that tomorrow will be good, whatever it is. Now, hey, I tell you what we ought to be. We ought to be just like a child that's eager for Christmas to roll around. We ought to be like a child, my friend, that's awaiting his first trip to the amusement park. We ought to be like a child that's making his first trip to spend a week with Grandpa and Grandma when they grow up. Amen. Amen. Excited. We ought to be so excited we can't sleep at night. We get so excited we couldn't sleep at night. We might roll out of bed on our face and cry out to God to have mercy on America and have mercy on the church and have mercy on the souls of men that are dying and going to hell. Following the good life. David said, I follow that thing that good is. Following that good life. David apparently believed that the best life, the best was the life that he had in Christ. Amen to God. In fact, he said it was good. And whatever good is, that's what he intended to follow. Whatever good is, that is what he intended to follow. Now I'm going to say, my friend, we're trying to follow the good life. If we're going to follow the good life, we're going to have to find that. You're going to have to find the good life if you're going to find, if you're going to follow. So a lot of people trying to follow something they ain't never found. Amen to God. Trying to run a race they ain't never got in. Trying to put on an armor they know nothing about, friend. Trying to worship a God they've never met. Trying to praise a Savior that they've never seen. Amen to God. You have to find that good life. Have you found it this morning? It's not far from you. It's within the reach of every man and woman in this room. Those listening by the way of radio. Reach out and touch Jesus this morning. Oh, I'm telling you, while he's passing by. He passed by in Sunday school. Some of you didn't even know it. He's passing by right now. Some of you don't even know it. Just reach out and touch him this morning. And touch the hem of his garment. Let him make you whole today. And find that good life that he's come. That you might have. Hallelujah. Don't have to find it. Oh, Andy thought he had the good life by the tail. When he was sitting on that bar stool. But he slid off of that bar stool one night out yonder in his automobile when Jesus passed by. Wow, yes, I think I'll help him. Praise God. I'm right behind you, Andrew. Praise God, I'm an old man, but I'm still running just a little bit. Yeah, amen. Oh, yes, and he reached out at that night and found that good life. Laid that old life behind him. Old things passed away. Behold, all things become new. Amen. Amen. If you're saved this morning, you've done the same thing. Whatever day it was when Jesus... When Jesus passed by your way, got you down that tree, amen. Like Nicodemus, he gave you light when you sat in darkness. Like the beggar, by the way, he opened up your blinded eyes. Like the prodigal son, he clothed you with a good robe and put a ring on your feet and shoes on your feet. What a God. I'm talking about the good life, friend. Finding that good life. I'm telling you, most people don't know nothing about it. A lot of them out there waking up with a headache this morning thinking they got a good life. A lot of them out there are making lots of money, parking Humvees in their driveways and thinking they've found the ultimate in life. Going off this morning in their boats to do a little fishing. A little later on, they'll be skiing in the water on the Lord's Day and thinking they found the good life. But I'm going to tell you something, my friend. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life, and I've come that you might have it more abundantly. Amen. If you're going to find a good life, you're going to have to find a Savior. Woo-wee. Have you found Him this morning? Somebody said, Brother Hall, he found me. I'm glad he did, but thank God I was looking for him at the same time. We didn't accidentally run into one another either. He brought the two lines together in perfect harmony with His will. And on that September the 13th, 1970, He found me and I found Him. Hallelujah to God. And I'm glad that I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine. Amen. When did you find the Savior? What morning? What night? What afternoon? Was it Sunday morning, Saturday night? Was it on a Sunday night? Maybe on a Thursday night that you found the Savior. And He turned your life around. You got sick of living in that broad way that led to destruction. And realized that there was a straight and a narrow way that leads to life. And God had graced you and favored you by putting you in that straight and narrow way. And I'm going to say He graced you and favored you because few there be that find it. Oh, them last words, I'm talking about finding the good life. And few there be that find it. By the way, your church dropped our support. Got a letter from them the other day. I expected that, you know. They're really plummeting downhill too, friend. They about hit rock bottom. There'll be another church that'll drop us within the next month. Mark my word. Not a prophet, son of a prophet, but it's coming. Amen. That is right. Let them drop it. Son, when they all drop it, I know a God that'll drop manna from heaven. Hallelujah to God. He'll open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blast and there'll not be room to receive it all. Amen. Some of y'all are looking kind of blue around the gills. I'm just trying to encourage you a little bit this morning. I'm tired. Hey, I'm tired of ho-hum drum. That's right. Thank God. You're going to have to find the Savior if you find that life. The Bible said in Psalm 8, 34 and 35, blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors, for whosoever findeth me, findeth life. Woo! Now I'm going to say if you find Him and find life, you found the good life. Hallelujah. Amen. Findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. You're going to have to find it. In finding it, you're going to have to find a Savior. I want to say secondly, in finding it, you're only going to have to find a Savior, but you're going to have to find it in service. Some of you know very little about serving God. I'm glad Brother Billy said, Brother Hall, I'll teach Sunday school class. Amen. Son, amen. I'm saying there ain't nothing like serving Him. Amen. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. Amen. Yes, sir. David in Psalm 18, turn over and read the title of it. He said, David, a servant of the Lord. I'm telling you, friend, he was a king of Israel, but he said, David, a servant of the Lord. Hallelujah to God. That I'd rather be a servant than I would to be a king. Buddy, you can't even hardly get people to cut grass, sweep the floors, clean the toilets. I'm telling you, we got a jubilee, we got a meeting coming up in May, and we better get our tails in high gear and get to rolling in it. Now, do we want to serve God and do right? Now, choose this day who we're going to serve, either the gods of this land or Him. Praise God, we're going to serve Him. Let's serve Him. Amen. That's right. Then said Jesus unto His disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall find it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. I want to ask you something this morning. Have you lost your life and found a, have you lost a life to find a life? I hope so. Can you count all things but dung? Oh, Brother Paul said, I count all things but dung that I might win Christ and that I might know Christ. All the world, all the wealth, all the riches, I count it all dung that I might have Him. And I'd rather have Him than a cattle on a thousand years here. Amen to God. He's growing sweeter every day. I can be up here busting you high, but I'm trying to help you today. Amen to God. I'd rather have him know the oil wells in Texas. Woo! He's been good to me. Amen. Pulled up my pant leg last night. I said, honey, that stuff on my foot's spreading up my leg. She said, looks like we're going to have to amputate. I said, use a sharp knife. She said, I'm going to use that Gerber saw. Cut it off at the kneecap. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. I'd rather lose a leg and enter into life, friend, without a leg than into hell with all my money. I'd rather cast out an eye that offends me and cut off a hand that does the same. And I would to enter into life halt, and I would to be cast into hell whole. Hallelujah to God. And I'm going to tell you what we better lose is not our leg and our arm. We better lose our life. We better lose our life than we might find it. Some of you young bucks in here, son, get out and get to telling the story. That's right. Praise God. Go to one of these nursing homes and tell somebody about Christ.
Yes.
Become a prayer warrior for the preacher.
Yes.
Some of you ladies, learn to pray at home. Pray for the man of God. Pray for the work of God. Pray for the radio station. Pray for souls to be saved. Pray for your children. Pray for the school back in the back. Son, learn to be a servant.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Learn to tell that bunch of jackleggers down there that you work with about the Lord. Just smile at them. Tell them how much you love Jesus. They can't take it. They said Daniel Boone grinned a bear down. I believe we can love a sinner down. Amen, Brother Hall. I'm going to ask you something. Have you found it in service? What are you doing for God today? What are you going to do in the mother-daughter banquet? You going to play sick, play hooky? What are you going to do in the Jubilee? Set with our hands down. I'm going to tell you, we ought to be the first to raise our hands and get excited about serving God. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, if you stand at the front door when they come in and give them a drink of cold water, you've got rewards in heaven, buddy. Just a little drink of cold water. I'm telling you, these little old boys that every morning carry this water to the man of God, I'm telling you, there's a reward for them.
Yes.
I told you I was going to kiss her this morning. Boy, that's good sugar. Lord have mercy. I ain't kissed her in the mouth yet. I'll admit it is that. I'm just a grandpa. Oh, ain't she pretty, though? Hallelujah. Ain't Jesus good? What a life. What a life. All that I am, I owe it to Him. All that I ever hope to be, I owe it to Him. And all that I'm going to be, I owe it to Him. I may not be much now, but I'm going to be something on the other side. Thank you, Brother Jerome. Find it in the Savior. Find it in the service. Find it in separation. Romans 6:4 said, therefore we are buried with Him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something, my friend. My friend, amen. They ain't nothing like being separated from that mess out there. I'm glad I learned to cut my hair. I'm glad that I learned to put on the right kind of clothes. I'm glad I learned to cover up my stinking nakedness. I'm glad I threw the TV out of the house. Boy, I'm going to tell you, if you knew how pretty you look from standing over here, I mean, you're a pretty congregation of people. Praise God. Woo! Walking in newness of life. Well, all things passed away. Everything become new. Amen. These little young kids around here are learning something. That's all said. You got a, I think, an email from Sister Woodard. Said there's a fixing some kind of them fajitas or something. Said Megan said, won't we take one to the pastor and Mrs. Hall? Praise God.
Amen.
Hey, they found the right way to the heart of man through his stomach, buddy. New life.
Amen.
Find it. Find it. Find it. And I want to say my second point, not only find that new life, but fight for it! Because I'm telling you that the devil and all the imps of hell will try to rob you of it and deprive you of it.
Amen.
You better believe they'll try to hinder you in it.
Amen.
Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith.
Amen.
Henceforth there is laid up a crown of righteousness for me, and not for me only, but for all those that love His appearing.
Yes.
I want to ask something more. Are you fighting? Or if you just rolled over like a stupid little old possum and played dead. Son, I'm telling you, it's worth fighting for. Listen carefully. Happiness in my home is worth fighting for. A family tranquility is worth fighting for. My children are worth fighting for. Their souls are worth fighting for. I'm telling you, the devil want to drag them down to hell and you down there with them, but I'm telling you, it's worth fighting for.
Better
believe it is. I'm telling you, we live in a generation of adults that don't give a ragtag flip about their kids. They ain't got an ounce of love in their heart for their own family they brought into the world. Palm them off on other people. Come on in the house, praise God, it's a preaching time. Fighting for it. Them little old girls over there last night waiting until we got home from prayer meeting. I walked in, they had a little old tape. They said, Poppy, said all of us girls got together tonight and made a tape. We want you to listen to it and put it in your box with all them other little things. I said, praise God. Son, that's worth fighting for, church. Oh, yes, to hear them little old grand youngins call, put their arms around Poppy's neck and say, Poppy, I love you. I'm telling you, it's worth fighting for. That good life, I'm telling you, your children will grow up someday.
Right.
Oh, yes, won't it be wonderful when they grow up if they're still hanging around the house and still serving God down at the church house? I'm telling you, it's a life that is worth fighting for.
Amen.
Amen. These little kids around here, I'll fight in a minute for them, buddy, and I'm talking about literally. On no egg sucking sodomite putting his hands on one of these kids.
Amen.
As far as that goes, one of the big ones. Now I'm talking about literally duking it. I ain't got much left. But I'm going to tell you, I'd take a punch in a minute if I had to for one of these kids. Amen for you too. Amen. I'm not going to let any false doctrine destroy their minds either. I'm going to tell you, if they get it destroyed, it'll be somewhere besides across that pulpit that I'm preaching from.
Amen.
Worth fighting for, buddy. Old Brother Paul said in Hebrews 10, 32 and 33, he said, but call to remembrance of former days, in which after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions. A great fight of afflictions. Friend, I'm going to tell you, some of you have been afflicted and you've sat down and died. Amen. Your mind and heart has been afflicted and you sit down and give up.
Amen.
I surrender all, but you're surrendering to the wrong. Surrendering to the wrong person. He don't want you to surrender to the will of the flesh or the will of man or the will of the devil or the will of the world. Surrender to Him. Yield to Him. Yield to Him and let Him fight your battle. Son, when they crossed that Red Sea, Miss Patty, God told Moses today, stretch that shepherd's rod out over the sea and said, from this day on, He said, the Lord will fight your battles for you.
Amen.
Now, I'm telling you, so many men and women today don't know how to find a refuge in Him.
Right.
and let Him fight them battles for them. Just draw up next to the heart of Jesus and let Him fight all them battles for you. Hallelujah to God. And I'm telling you, He's a winner every time. He's a winner either way. And we're a winner either way. Oh, yes, sir. Those old afflictions are going to come. Fight them. Fight those afflictions. Said you endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst you were made a gazing stock both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst you became companions of them that were so used. I want everybody to look right up here at me. You know why some of you all suffer the way you do from without? Because you're affiliated with Hall. Come on in the house, boys and girls. A lot of your kinfolk and loved ones and people around you that would lighten up on you if you wasn't a member of Island Ford Baptist Church. And some of you is letting that crowd beat you to death. Old Hall. I'd tell him to take a hike on a broomstick, son.
Amen.
Paul said, hey, there's problems with you that you're going to have to fight because you companion with me.
Amen.
And Paul said, I am a man of God and I'm going to live a holy life. And if you hang around me, get prepared. The devil ain't going to like it.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, friend, if you're going to live right, walk right, and spit white, you're going to have to fight for it.
Amen.
There's going to be some afflictions along the way. You're going to have to part company with some of that crowd somewhere down the line. And some of you in here, listen to me carefully, some of you in here has got relation that went down that road. And if you don't get your act together, you're going down the same one.
Amen.
Paul said, the more I love you, the more you hate me.
Amen.
I've never been able to figure out. It's all in humanity, buddy.
Amen.
Why so many people hate the man that loves them.
Amen.
And love those that wouldn't spit in their face. Can I give you an illustration of that? I want you to hear me well. That bunch of protesters is out in our streets every day carrying their little plaques, sitting down in the middle of bridges, sitting down in the middle of the Golden Gate Bridge, and they said one of them fell off of it. Sitting out burning down, they busting through store windows and all this and that. And look here, they are protesting. They are protesting what our country is doing in Iraq. And they're protesting for a man who's saying that would not let his own people do what they're doing. If his own people over there had done what they're doing over here, he'd kill them all. And yet our people over here ain't got enough stupid sense to see that. And they're protesting against a man that's trying to help them for a man that would murder them if they done the same thing over there. That's exactly how Baptists are. They'll sit on church pews and hate the man of God and protest what he's doing. And link up and join up with a crowd that would kill him. But you try doing to them what you're doing to me and see how they like it. They'll turn on you like a biting dog, buddy. I haven't. Still loving you. I want to say thirdly, and I'm about done. Find it. Fight for it. And follow it. Don't let anything distract you. Lay aside every weight and every sin that does so easily beset you. Beat your body into subjection. Bring your thoughts into obedience of Christ. Crucify the lust of the flesh with the affections thereof. Pursue peace. 1 Peter 3:10 said, for he that will love life and see good days, there it is, love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from that that they speak no guile. Let him ensue evil, let him do good, let him seek peace and ensue it.
Amen.
That's right. Be at peace with the master.
Amen.
Be at peace with church members. God help us if we can't love. If we cannot love and get along with one another, we'll never love sinners.
Amen.
We can't love one another.
Amen.
And be at peace amongst ourselves. How can we ever have peace expect people out there to be at peace with us.
Amen.
Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5:12, "We beseech you, brethren, to know them which are labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you and esteem them highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves." I'm telling you, most Baptist churches is battlefields. I would never want this one to get back like I've seen it.
Amen.
Be at peace among ourselves.
Amen.
Brother, if we're truly saved and truly love God, if we love God that we have not seen, we can love people that we have seen. And if we can't love people that we have seen, we cannot love Him whom
Amen.
We have not seen. That's the Bible. Amen to God.
Amen.
If you're saved, you have to love me. If like it or lump it.
Amen.
Somebody said, "Brother Hall, you're hard to love." I agree with that. I'd agree with that more than you would. I would. I'd agree with that more than you would. I'm a real jerk, buddy. Ham. I believe God's put me here just to conform some of y'all to the image of Christ and make you love somebody that ain't too lovable.
Amen.
It's hard to love a biting dog. Ain't it? That preacher bites on me every service. He barks and he bites. He chews on my leg every day, every service. Reach down and pet him on the head. And he'll roll over and smile. That's right. The Bible said about Jesus, said, "Kiss the Son, lest he be angry." While he's in the way, lest he be angry. Reach down and pet the man of God on the head while he's biting you on the leg. And you'll learn to love them bites, because all he's doing is biting and chewing and getting rid of all that mess in your life. I tell you, I love you. I have gotten far enough along. I believe I'm like Jerome. I believe I could take a punch from you in the mouth and still love you.
Amen.
Now, if you break my dentures, you're in trouble. All you do is bust my lip around a little bit, we'll be all right. But don't break my false teeth. They cost too much money. If you can break my nose, I'll still love you. Are you listening to me? You can talk about me, I'll still love you. I'm going to tell you what. People ought to be able to talk about you and you still love them.
Amen.
We ought to be at peace with the Master. We ought to be at peace with our members. I'm going to tell you, friend, this is a body. And we're all members of that body. I get up some mornings and I'm telling you, buddy, my old arms are just a throbbing and naked. And my brain don't say, "You sorry arms. You're wicked as the devil. I hate you." No, they say, "I wish my old arms felt better." And when I see some of you all drag in and what you do, I say in my heart, "I wish they felt better."
Amen.
When I wake up and I'm sick, my head says, "Stomach, you're sick." It don't say, "Get out of my life." It said, "Won't you take something to get feeling better?"
Amen.
When I see you come in sick, I say, "Lord, I wish they felt better."
Amen.
They're members of this body.
Amen.
And it makes no difference how diseased, how sick you get. I still say I love you. I wish you'd get better. Not cut you off. We couldn't make it without an arm. Our leg. Our body. And we ought to love every member in it. We ought to be at peace with every member in it. That's right. We ought to be able to look. We ought to look and be able to be like Jesus and look beyond our faults. And look to the needs of those that are in the body and administer to that body.
Amen.
Aaron talked about in Sunday school. It was pretty while ago in testimony, rather. I want to thank God for Brother and Sister Hall said to me, "Bust my hide when I need it."
Amen.
I'm going to tell you what, if I didn't love her, I'd let her go. If I didn't love you, I'd let you go. And you might go on in your life, in sin, or in this or that, or bitter, or gripey, or unsatisfied or without victory, defeated, but I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to keep on telling you about it because I love you.
Amen.
Because I love you. And I'm just being honest, folks. You can read that Bible. And if that pastor that's seen them little sheep come to know Christ, if he ain't got a special love in his heart for them, buddy, he's a miserable fellow. Now, all of y'all hadn't been saved in here. I want all of you that's been saved since in this ministry right here. I want you to stand up. Ain't that wonderful? Ain't that wonderful? I'm telling you, hey, that's wonderful. I'm going to tell you, your brother Hall's a little old sheep, boy. And I love you. That's right. But I'm going to tell you something else. Those of you that haven't been, that God has brought you into the fold. I find no difference. I love you. Fight for it. Follow it. Lay aside sins. Lay aside weights. Be at peace with the church members. Be at peace with your mate. Be at peace with all men. If it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. I'm going to tell you, me and old Brother Herbert Williamson's had some real battles. But he called me Brother Jerome a week or two ago and said, I'd come by your house and visit with you if you'll let me. He said, I'll be there. Can I be there at such and such a time? I said, I'll be fine. He rung that back doorbell, him and his wife. I opened the door and they stand there and I said, I was real sober-minded. I said, before you come in, I want to ask you one question. He looked kind of serious. He said, what is it? I said, if you had 500 head of hogs, you'd be giving me half of them. He said, man, as much good buddies as you and me is, you know I'd give you half of them hogs. Come in, sat down, and we sat and talked and went and had lunch together. Folks, hey, you can live peaceable with people if you want to. With all men. All men. I want to say, not only pursue peace and following it, but press toward perfection and pasture and green grass. David said, I follow that what good is. Following the good life. There ain't no life like this life.
Everybody.
Hanging around the house of God.
Everybody.
I knew I was going to have fun this morning in the Sunday school. Men were just as happy and cheerful. We prayed. It just sounded like a bunch of jabbering geese in there praying. Sunday school, it seemed so good and so free and loose. And Benny done such a great job.
Amen.
Seen all the ladies coming out of that room just smile. I said, Lord, this is a good day for Island Boy Baptist Church. Praise God for it. I praise God for it. Follow the good life, church. There ain't nothing like it. I'm going to tell you what.
Amen.
The old devil crawls up on my shoulder every now and then. He said, hey, bud. You know what? I got a shower in my bathroom. It's for handicapped people. It's a walk-in shower. Not a step over, just flat on the floor. Steve knows about it. And he put that light in there for me. And the devil comes to me all the time and says, you're going to have to use that one of these days, buddy, in a wheelchair. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take your old body and zap it. It's going down a little bit. But it ain't done yet.
Amen.
I believe Jesus is going to come before he gets the job done.
Amen.
He jumped up on my shoulder, but I made up my mind. Hey,
amen.
It still beats anything that I ever lived out yonder.
Amen.
Somebody said, oh, Brother Hall, how can that be? Brother Job said, though he slay me, though he slay me, yet will I love him. Though he slay me.
Amen.
I still love Him.
Amen.
Good life, friend. There used to be an old song years ago that it's a good life if you don't weaken. But who wants to be strong? Now that I'm saved, I look back at that old country song and say, I do. I want to be strong.
Amen.
I'm going to make it.
Amen.
Like Harold Sotler. The preaching that night at the Greer Baptist camp meeting, he's talking about that little old bride that Abraham was bringing up for Isaac. He said he led her on that camel through mountain passes with ravines where she could plummet to her death in just a minute. Wild beasts along the way tried to hinder that bride from making her way to Isaac. He said there came a day when she came to the edge of a field and looked out across it at eventide. And there sat a man. And she said to the servant, type of the Holy Spirit, "Who is that man?" And that Holy Spirit reared his shoulders back and said, "That's the Master's son." And said she lighted off that candle and pulled that veil down over her face. Dr. Sotler said, through many dangers, toils, and snares, that little bride made her way from down in Mesopotamia all the way to the land of Canaan. And he said, she made it! She made it! And she made it because the Holy Ghost saw to it that she would arrive safely at her Isaac.
Amen.
I want to say the same to you, that we're going to make it! Through many dangers, toils, and snares, we're going to make it! Through troubles and heartaches and cares, we're going to make it! Through temptations and trials along the way, we're going to make it! Through pits and snares and through the Satan's traps, we're going to make it! Through the world's temptations and wickedness and wiles of the devil, we're going to make it! We're going to make it. For the Holy Ghost that dwells within, we'll see to it that we arrive in the presence of our Isaac, the Lord Jesus. Let's stand together.